Max from The Wanted, hello.
Hello, how are you, mate?
I hope you are sitting down.
I am.
Because right now you are on Red Drive, right here in Cork.
Awesome.
Now I know
we're coming to Cork soon.
That's why we're talking to you. In fact, we're going to be giving away a bit of a meet and greet with you guys next week.
Are you really?
Yes. We're advertising we're advertising it as an opportunity to have a cheeky squeeze. By that we mean a photograph, obviously.
Oh, okay, yeah, no worries, yeah, feel free.
Because, well, which, to this photograph or the cheeky squeeze that we're offering people the opportunity to win?
Both.
Hey, that's the kind of... my producer Shane Box is here.
What's going on?
He's looking forward...
Hey, mate, all right.
He's looking forward to chatting you too, Max. And Twitter is alive with questions for you guys right now.
Cool.
So, Box, would you hit me with one of them there, please?
Yeah, Cloda is asking, what is your favourite thing about Ireland?
When we did our last arena tour, when we did the O2 in Dublin, I'd say that it was one of my favourite. Ireland's one of my favourite places to go because of the atmosphere of the crowds. I mean, they're just so loud and they always know every word. And I love the fact that they sing our songs in the little Irish accent. I think it's really cute.
Well, I remember when you guys came along with All Time Low to begin with, Max, and people picked up on you here in Ireland really, really fast. And judging by what we're getting here on Twitter, you've got a lot of fans here in Cork listening to Red FM right now, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, and we've not been for ages as well, so we're really looking forward to coming back.
Well, the marquee will be rocking for you guys. Have no doubt about that. We can't wait.
I'm sure it will. The Irish fans never let us down.
We're going to be broadcasting live from outside the gate. There'll be another show on as you guys are on air. We're going to have Rooster reporters in there reporting on the gig live for us. We've got a lot of live of the marquee activity this year, and one of the gigs we're most excited about is your one. Now, listen, I know you guys have had an amazing career, but that's why I was asking when you're sitting down, just to let you know that you were on Red Drive right now. I wouldn't want you, you know, to get fluff your lines, you know, or get a little bit kind of nervous or anxious at the gravity of the situation here.
Oh, absolutely not. No, I mean, obviously there's a little bit of nerves there because we haven't been for so long. But looking at Twitter and stuff and all that, you know, the fans are still in contact with us all the time. So I'm more excited than nervous.
Very good. Well, we'll be delighted to have you here. I was just trying to kind of play up on the fact that you guys are big stars and you were on Red Drive, and I was trying to send up the whole irony of like pretending that, you know, you might kind of like be really nervous to be chatting to us right now. Whereas in fact, it's the other way around, Max.
No, I mean, I think it's definitely like I should be nervous talking to you. To be honest,
come on, you guys!
Irish radio in a long time, and like, I don't know whether the mood's changed or what.
Come on, you guys!
I think you used to like us, but we've been away that long. You might hate us now.
Hey, listen, I want you to know that since that single's come out, or even if it's coming out soon, we've been playing it. We are all walking like Rihanna right here, right now.
Are you really?
Well, we're actually wondering, right? We're actually wondering. There are a lot of things we've noticed about Rihanna over the years.
It's just not the way she walks.
Well, you know, there's explanations needed. I guess the song is sort of suggesting she can't sing, she can't dance, but damn, she looks fine. Is that where we're going with that one?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, I think it's more of an attitude thing. You know, you don't have to be super talented in certain areas to be attractive. You know, as long as you've got a certain swag about you, I think the boys can be drawn towards you.
Okay, now my producer Shane Box was doing a little research and he's seen that you guys in the past have been asked for your best chat up lines. So he's provided me with some of his. You all that,
right.
You all that and a bag of chips. What the hell is that, Box?
Oh, cool.
I'm lying, I'm dying, you know what I'm saying? What?
I'm sorry.
Where did you find these from? Okay, let's find out from Max. They might be mine. Let's find out from Max what his best chat-up line is. You probably don't need one anymore, Max, do you?
Best chat-up line?
You probably don't need them anymore, do you?
I don't really have anything scripted. I mean, it's normally more of a conversation.
Or even maybe just a cheeky wink. You go, hi, I'm Max from The Wanted. Have you seen The Wanted live?
Oh, my God. My toes actually curled over them with cringing.
Tell us about The Wanted Life. It's something you guys are producing in the States with no less than Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, Ryan. We've been friends with Ryan for a couple of years now, and he was asking us for ages to do it, and we were just like, no, we're not. It's not really our thing, to be honest. But then, after Glad You Came, like, was so big over in America, the problem was is that people knew the song, they just couldn't put a face to the band. So we were like, do you know what? We'll show our faces and show who we are and what we're about, and you know, we've absolutely put shame on our families in the show. I mean, it's awful. I mean, my nana's going to see things that
she never wanted to see. Listen,
it's not. Didn't know existed.
It's not Geordie Shore now, is it?
No, well, the problem was...
It's not the
right,
valleys.
I mean, it's very entertaining, don't get me wrong, and I think people should watch it, because you'll see us doing the album and all that, all the professional stuff, but they just let us run wild in a mansion, so... You know what happens in that sort of position, especially when you're single.
Well, what I'm trying to suggest is that there's nothing you guys surely could have done that'll have topped anything that people will have seen on Geordie Shore or the Valleys.
You might be a bit surprised. I mean, we enjoyed it. It was great shooting it. We had a lot of fun and... Yeah, apart from Nathan was ill the whole time, which was a bit of a bummer, but he's on the mend.
So it didn't turn into something of a battleground, no?
Was that an album pun?
No, yeah. I've been given a challenge and I forgot it. My challenge was to slip in as many song titles as I could. So that was the start of it.
Is that why you get right? Okay, I thought you'd said a few. To be honest,
had I? Oh, really? Good.
I thought all time low.
Yeah, but that was actually referencing the song. Referencing the song in that one. No, I forgot. I was halfway along and then I was like, oh damn, I meant to be doing a challenge here.
Right, you do know that now all I'm doing is listening for song titles.
Well, listen, the fact that I've told you means I've pretty much blown it, haven't I, Bucks?
Yeah.
I was meant to get more than five.
Okay.
I definitely could have got Lightning in there somewhere. I could have got Chasing the Sun in somewhere. Does this technically count now that I'm just saying these out?
Well, for Ireland, we technically are chasing the sun all this week because we don't get very much of it.
We've had fabulous weather over the last little while. Hopefully it'll hold for you guys. Here are some of the other dodgy chat-up lines that Bucks has provided for me.
Ugh.
These are terrible, Bucks. I know your feet must be tired because you've been running through my mind all day. I noticed you noticing me, so I just wanted to put you on notice that I noticed you.
I'm sorry.
Max, what do you think? I need a better producer.
No, keep him there. I haven't got anything better, but they are pretty goddamn awful, aren't they?
Max, look, if there's one in there that you want, it's all yours for free.
Exactly.
To be fair, I do like the notice one. I did think of writing that down, but it was too many words.
There's no copyright on them, that's what he's saying. Listen, if you had are there any bands that you guys kind of like look up to? They don't even have to be current bands, but just sort of when you're looking at what the Wanted are and where you guys want to go as a band, which I guess in itself is a question that you may wish to answer if you want to, but are there other bands that you kind of look out and you go, you know what, those guys have got their smarts, or even in the past, you know, look at how they kind of manage themselves and manipulated themselves through it and survived and brought good music and had longevity. What kind of band would you look up to?
I think obviously, you know, Take That coming back and doing what they've done, they've been a huge success, like, you know, back in the 90s, and then when they came back, they came back so cool, and I mean the tours are amazing, the show that they put on. It'd be nice to be able to afford the budget to put a show on like they do. But we're still a long way off that.
Yeah.
At the end, we just want to be as good as we can be. And I think once we secure like a world arena tour, that'd be pretty awesome. And we'll just go as far as we can go. You know, we do as much as we like to party hard and, you know, mess around and stuff. We do want to be successful and we do work hard.
Okay. Well, good luck to you with that. We're looking forward to seeing you in Cork, as I mentioned.
Yeah, I can't wait. And hi to everyone in Cork as well. We've missed you.
One other little thing. Is there a female band that you kind of might consider to be like the female Wanted, who you'd maybe do a double headline tour with?
I don't know. I mean, probably the Spice Girls.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll go with that.
But right, I'm not sure Posh wants to do it anymore.
Well, we'll put in a call after and see how she's feeling about it.
Okay, nice one.
And we'll tell her Max's been looking for her. Ellie's wondering what you love about the Irish fans. Well, the enthusiasm, I think, is pretty much what you already said.
It really is, yeah. It is. They're so enthusiastic and, very loud. And, yeah, I mean, we really have missed them. But we're flying back to London tonight. We've been away for, like, months now. We've been away all year, basically. So really can't wait to get back to it.
Obviously, you're going to want to say chatting on Red Drive right now. I know that, okay? But just resist the temptation. And Lorna wants to know what's the best moment of your career.
Apart from this, I mean, I'm not allowed, am I? That's in the contract, isn't it? I'm not allowed to say this. Best moment of my career would probably have to be when we sold out the MEN Arena in Manchester.
Well, being a local lad, I presume, that's a big achievement for you. You're a Man City fan too, I see.
Yes, certainly am, yeah.
And an ex-footballer with Preston North End.
Yes,
What was your position?
The clubs, yeah.
What was your position?
I was sort of like a second striker, you know, because I'm not the tallest, but I was a good thinker and pretty fast.
So you were looking for the knockdowns and nicking in around the back and that kind of thing.
That's the one, yeah.
Okay, very good. So there you go. If the
I was rubbish.
You obviously weren't rubbish if you played with Preston North End.
Well, I was all right.
Hang on a second. Is this Koch's Twitter title? Koch, which is Irish for Kate, Koch and 53 others has just tweeted us in block capitals to say, "I just screamed so loud today. The M&G comp is on and Max is on the radio. We've had over 80 tweets for us to win. Hope it's us."
Ah, cool. What? Well, I hope it's them too, one of the 80 of them.
It sounds like they could actually dissolve into a puddle on the ground if they won that competition before they'd even get to meet you. I don't think they'd be able to cope with it, to be honest. Your favourite song to perform, the final Twitter question from a person calling herself Walks Like Rihanna, in this case, Roisin.
Roisin, I'd have to say Warzone.
And any particular reason why that's the best one to perform? It's a little bit low. Does everyone get involved in it?
I'm probably just biased because I wrote it. But,
yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean? I just wanted to drop that in.
Hey, come here. What's the story with Nathan? Are you ready for this? I don't know if you've heard this, but check out how he's sounding.
It's just basically not really there at the moment. I'm having a few problems. We're still trying to work out what's up with it. And hopefully I'll be better soon.
My God, he sounds awful.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, it sounds like Lily Savage.
What's up? Is he all right?
He had a nodule on his throat, one of his vocal cords. He had a huge operation done, and it's one of the biggest sort of most serious operations you can have as a singer. And but he needed it done, and he's not been with us for the last 3 months. He's still at home recovering, but I actually spoke to him the other day, and he's on the mend slowly but surely, and he was saying wherever we are that we send his love, and because we're really missing him, but he's really missing seeing everyone where we're travelling and stuff.
And is he going to be with us next week here in Cork and live at the Marquee?
I doubt it. I I'd love him to. I'd love to say yeah, but I really, really doubt it.
Cool.
Sure. Look, I can stand in if there's any trouble anyways.
Yeah, Bucks.
Perfect. Bucks We've been looking for a stand-in anyway. We've been wanting rid of him for years.
Listen, Bucks has got something for you the next time you see Ryan Seacrest about Ryan Seacrest's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, well, it's not going to happen now because they're not going out anymore.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, Julianne Hough.
Yeah.
She's on the wanted list, that's all I'm saying.
I see what he did there. That was good.
But look, just tell Ryan.
I saw what you did. Was that a wanted pun? Because I'm on the phone.
No, she genuinely is. She's a very
Of course, it was a wanted pun. Come here, as long as he doesn't use any of his chat up lines, I say we'll be grand. Maximilian.
I'd actually try it out. I think the accent might win her over.
Exactly.
I'm not sure Hollywood's ready for chat up lines.
Come here, I'd say you get a bit of attention with your accent and stateside as well, do you?
When they can understand me, yeah.
Maybe it's a good thing sometimes that they don't. What do you reckon?
Definitely.
Listen, Maximilian from The Wanted. Thanks a million, Maximilian. We're looking forward to seeing you Sunday week. Good luck.
Thanks very much. I can't wait to see everyone.